Okay, Rabbi Yisai Pasha told us, we're introduced here to a clash of cultures. You've got Yaakov against Esav. We have this whole parasha basically from the very beginning. We have fights, we throw Sabon and Bekirbo, we have clash between, even in the womb they were fighting. But what we find fascinating over here is how we define the difference between Yaakov and Esav. It's defined in one posuk. Posuk says in Perik Chof Hei Posuk Chof Zayin, V'yigdilu ha'na'orim, the children grew up and they matured. And anyway, they mature, you can really see who they really are. V'yi Esav ish yodea tzayid ish sodeh. Esav was an ish yodea tzayid, a man who was able to trap ish sodeh. Rashi says yodea tzayid is lotzud v'leramis es ovid b'fiv. He tricked his father. Yeah, dealing with Yitzhak Avinu. Yeah, it's not easy to trick Yitzhak Avinu. The surely obviously asked to follow this from questions. Heichem asked, so Melech, how do you take myself salt as a teven? And the father thought in Vaktik Mitzvah that Esav was described as a ishi der tzayid, a sharp-tongued wheeler dealer, able to fool tzaddikim, and Yaakov was a ish tom yoshi v'holim. It's an ish tom yoshi v'holim. Says Rashi, what's ish tom? He didn't know all these ins and outs. Ela klibo kein piv, his heart and his mouth were the same, consistent. Misha eino chorif l'ramos, a person who is not sharp and does not know how to fool people. Kori tam is called a tam. So you Esav with this wheeler dealer, sharp tongued, clever guy, and Yaakov was this little tam. He sat. He's just interestingly, he says, but Esav ish yodea tzayid. They said twice ish, but Yaakov, all he says is ish tom yoshev v'holim. Because in fact, by Esav, there were two personalities there. There's a personality of Ish Yodea Tzayid, of who he pretended to be, and there's a different Ish, there's a different person where he was, when there's an Ish Sodeh, when he's out in the open, when he was killing and murdering and maiming and who knows what he was doing. But Yaakov was consistently Ish Tom Yoshev Aholim. He was the same person who was Tom Yoshev Aholim. Now, it all seems a wonderful compliment to Yaakov Avinu. It seems how we describe them. But if you go through the parashas, it's difficult to say that Yaakov was an ish tom Yoshev v'holim. Yaakov was an ish tom Yoshev v'holim. He sat for 14 years and he learned Shem Ve'eva. He was a tremendous masmid. He never slept. But an ish tom, to call Yaakov a person who ain't a chorif, a person who does not know how to get around the world, and a person who liboy kein piv, a person who's always consistently speaks exactly what his heart is, it doesn't fit with the profile we have in this week's parasha. We have, for example, the brachas. We have the brachas. Yitzchok, for whatever reasons he had, believed that Esav was the correct person who's going to be Yitzchok's Zevulun partnership over here, that Esav should get all the brachas, Yaakov will sit and he'll learn, and together they'll make a fantastic partnership and they'll be able to support each other. His Torah and his learning, and it clearly was not going to be the case. So he does take a fap and a cold call, Yaakov, Daimed, Esav, and he steals the brachas from Esav, right? And Esav quite rightly yells and he says, is that Yaakov? Yeah, is that the Yaakov? And he stole it from me twice. What's the first time? The first time was he found him in a time where he was very vulnerable, very susceptible to be manipulated. And he was there coming in completely exhausted and hungry because he just had a very busy morning at the office. He'd murdered and he'd raped and he'd done who knows five of various chamurus. And he'd come in and he wants some food. Yaakov Avinu said, sell me the Bechira. And he tricked him out of the Bechira. It was a time where he believed that he was fooled out of it. He wasn't in a state of mind to be able to negotiate in the correct way. And if Yaakov Avinu more pamayim, so Esav or Rasha, Esav that we call Ish Yodea Tzayid, calls Yaakov Avinu that he fooled him out. He outsmarted Esav twice. He outsmarted him out of the Bechira, which he believed he was much better in working with. And he outsmarted him of the brachas, his success, his shortcut to Gashmis Olim Hazeh. Yaakov Avinu is able to outsmart him. Then Yaakov Avinu ends up and he gets have to work for Lavon. There Yaakov Taka was outsmarted, yeah? Uncle Lavon, ever good Yaakov is, Uncle Lavon was even cleverer, right? And he outsmarted him and he worked 7 years for Rochel. 7 years for the night of the Chasna. We don't give the older one for the younger one. A memorial in the vigil, no such thing. And he switched her for Leah. Yaakov Avinu had to work for another 7 years, and then he wants to leave. And then he knew very well that Laban's going to trick him and going to steal. So Yaakov Avinu did all these different things with the sticks, and he looked at a thing, and he changed. He did very well, Yaakov.
He wasn't so tam.
He wasn't such a tam. So he's calling tam. Einoi boki boki klibri kein piv. He managed to get the bechira. He managed to get the brachas. He managed to get panasa. And
the way you described the beginning.
Yes.
Would you think that he would want to do the brachas the way he was?
Maybe his mother pushed him.
Absolutely. 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 Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Exactly. That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. In other words, how do we describe the obvious? Titin emes li Yaakov, chesed l'Avram. Yaakov was known for titin emes li Yaakov. Yaakov's strongest point was emes. Avram Avinu's strongest point was chesed. Right? And we see in this in the parashas how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Yaakov and took his emes and turned him inside out. Took Avraham Avinu's chesed and turned him inside out. Yaakov Kamenetsky says, Avraham Avinu said, yeah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're tremendous Baal Chesed, but some Baal Chesed don't know what Chesed is. They don't know how far one should go. They don't realize that sometimes the biggest Chesed is not to be a Baal Chesed. You know, sometimes it's very difficult. Sometimes not. You get people in the street that are asking for money. Right? And I always give whatever I can. One person said, you know, this guy is going, he's taking the money, he's buying drugs. You basically, you're giving your money and he's buying drugs with your money. You're not doing a chesed to him. So somebody else will give him the money. I said, but don't give him the money. You're just helping him abuse himself. You're helping him do something. Is that a chesed? It's not a chesed at all. Sometimes it's a chesed to say, I'm very sorry. No, I'm not giving it to you. Right? Or a bigger chesed would be to try and help him out of it. That's something else. But that's beyond most people. But that is the concept of chesed. Avraham Avinu is a Baal chesed. HaKadosh Baruch says, Lech l'chom ha'aretz l'chol, leave your old father behind. Go. Avraham Avinu had to do chesed. Avraham Avinu had to throw his own child out of his house. Where's the chesed there? Avraham Avinu has to take his 37-year-old prodigy and take him almost shechted. Where's the chesed there? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Baal chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes something that a person is the strongest point and stretches and pushes and tries to turn the person inside out until they've perfected that level that they're supposed to be doing. So Avraham Avinu was perfected his chesed and showed how much he's a Baal chesed when it comes to Ratzon Hashem. He steps back and he gives himself over to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ati Yadati, now that I know that you are a real Eved Hashem, so to Yaakov Avinu, where his Maida was chesed, was emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the emes and he squeezes Yaakov to see how far his emes goes. And when it's necessary not to be an Ishtom, when it's necessary to be somebody who's chorif and to outsmart somebody who's taking away your brachas and dealing with the bechira, you have to do everything possible not to be a tamala and just carry on like a shmeril and allow things to happen. You've got to be a chorif. You've got to know how to stand up against your personality and do what's necessary for Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, dafka, you know, there's not pshat that we see Yaakov's personality wasn't Ishtom, but dafka because it wasn't Ishtom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him through all these difficult nisyonos and all the difficult things he had to do in order for the sake of the continuation and the survival of Klal Yisrael in the future generation. Beruchnus of Begashmis. Yaakov Avinu had to do it. I'm not going into exactly the necessity of each thing, but the Bechira is clear. The Bechira is given to Esav, somebody who's Vayivez Esav is a Bechira. Esav had so despised a Bechira. You know, the spirituality of the world depended upon Avodas Hashem. If Esav would have been the one, it would have been horrific. It would have been terrible. Our Yaakov Avinu needed it. Later on the parash, Yaakov Avinu needed the brachas. Rivka said to him, Shema Bani, listen to me, my son. This is a nevuah here. This is a nevuah. A person has to listen to a novi. I'm not giving you a choice here. You have to take these brachas, because if you don't take these brachas, then the odds are too stacked up too high against us. We won't be able to survive. Later on, the parasha Yaakov Avinu needed to take. Now, every single thing has there's rayas, there's rishonim, there's achronim, exactly reason back behind it. But Yaakov Avinu had to do what he was doing. But there's a few points over here I just want to bring out, which are very striking. Later on, in the parasha Yitzchak says to Yaakov, "Bo achicha b'mirmo." Your son came b'mirmo. B'mirmo means with your brother came to Mirma. What's Mirma? With conniving, with falsehood. So that's how cunning. Cunning. That's how we would expect it to say. And however, Unkler says exactly. So he says, yeah. This is in Perik Chavzai in Pasul Amad Hey. Vayikach Berachas Sechen Tuki Brachas. Says Unkles, Va'oma Alachuch B'Chochmasa. Your brother came and said with his Chochma, and he got the Brachas. So Torah says Mirma. Mirma means cunning, or even
deceit.
Yeah, deception. It's done in a way which is negative. And the Unkles seems to be putting over here a cover-up campaign that Yaakov did cover with wisdom. Now the Unkles is not here to fix a botched up campaign. He is here to translate a pasuk. That is his job. So how does he explain b'mirma into chokhma? So the Meforshim, the Bala Musa explain that emes and sheker is very different to the way we perceive it. Webster's definition of emes, of truth, is the state of being the case. Truth is the state of being the case.
Webster, you take?
Webster. I take Webster. If you've got any more better Messiah than that. Yeah, Webster. The state of being the case. Is that really true? Is it really true that stating the case is MS? What happens? I don't know. Late one night, yeah, somebody hammers at your front door. And you come down, and you see there a person who's out, totally out of breath. He says, let me in, I've been chased down the street with somebody with a knife, and I had a fight with them, let me in, he's about to stab me, please. You open the front door, this person is in a state of shock. You say, okay, go upstairs, lock your door, and I'll look after you. A minute later, this guy comes along with his flashing eyes. Did you see this guy? Yeah, of course I saw him. He's upstairs in the upstairs bedroom. Yeah, of course. No, not that one. The next one. Yeah, is that MS or is that Sheker? Is that MS or is that Sheker? A guy comes and says, "I've just bought a new house. What do you think about the location?" He's paid money for it. He's gone through the mortgage process. He's even paid the mortgage broker. Yeah, been ripped off by that. And we say, "What do you say? Location horrendous, terrible." Sorry, Aaron, I just was too tempting. Yeah? See if you were listening. Yeah? And this element over here of what do you say to such a person? You come around and say to this person, your house is not so good, the neighbours aren't so great. That is sheker. Your wife says, you enjoyed supper tonight? I've tasted better. You said there were challahs, I thought there were pitot. You know, is that MS or is that sheker? Sheker is to take something and to come to a result that is not incorrect of what Rotzen Hashem is. Now, that has got to be very, very subjective. In other words, you can't come along and justify the means because of the end. You've got to be very, very careful over here. But the MS is to ensure that the result is done in a way that the correct result comes out. Of course, he's looking for this person, hammering on the door. Let the person in. Is he here? I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe it's down the street, I don't know. Right? That is MS. You bought the perfect location. You paid the right. This mortgage broker is the best mortgage broker you could possibly have paid. He is fantastic. Go to him. Yeah? This is a fantastic meal you made. Never tasted such a good supper all day. Right? This is MS. Yaakov is b'chechah b'mirmo. B'mirmo says the unklus is b'chochma. Yaakovinu is not a little tamala at home who never speaks sheker. He knows when to use MS. He is a perfect Baal MS. He knows exactly when and what to be using it for. That is chochma. That is wisdom. And Yaakovinu used that. He knew exactly when he should be doing what. And that was over here. That's a chechah b'chochma. So it's not like the Webster's a state of being the case. It's not. It's like we look in the Daf Chochma Musa. He says, if the result is a good result, it's MS. If the result is a bad result, it's Sheker. And therefore, that's what we have to work. That's Bochecha B'mirma. You have to be very careful here. No. It chas v'chli does not mean the end justifies the means. But the end the result you get to the end, the means that you're doing it doesn't need to be justified. That is a correct thing to do. I'll give an example where ends do not justify the means. I'll give an example. And that's emes and sheker, and how careful one has to be, right? There was once a fundraising dinner for Rav Moshe Feinstein's yeshiva. And they were going through a very, very difficult time financially. A very, very difficult time. And they made a fundraising dinner. So until they arranged it, until they got it, it was difficult, it was a push. It was hard to arrange it and very hard to get people inspired. At the dinner, one gevir stands up and he says, I personally will make a matching campaign for the amount of money that comes in tonight, I will match. And if you make the matching campaign, it'll be successful, I'm happy to do that. So the committee said, okay, gentlemen, time out. Let's go and discuss this behind closed doors. Let's see what we can do, and we come ahead with this. So one of the committee members says, you know what? We can take out a loan. Looking for $500,000. This person's, we need $500,000. I'll take out a loan in my name of $250,000. I'll give it as a donation for tonight on the condition you give it back to me in 6 months' time. Right? We'll call it a donation, he'll match it, and Baruch Hashem, Torah can survive. Says Rav Moshe, Sheke, Sheke, Sheke. My yeshiva is a yeshiva that's built on emes, not built on sheke. We can't do that. And they didn't do that, and they didn't get the money. And yeshiva still survived. Of course, you can't say at the end of the day they get the money that it justifies chalila. But when something is supposed to be done, when you're supposed to get the brachas, and he goes ahead and he does his whole campaign, is listening to Nevuah of his mother, and he does this in order to make it successful, then that is the whole way through, that is emes. That is Yaakov exercising his Midasa emes in the correct way. That's a chechav b'mirma. That's a chechav b'chochma. Yaakov Vinu did not do anything that compromised his standards. You look in the parasha. I'll give another example. Look in the parasha. He comes along, and he is, who is he? He's Esav, right? Esav is Esav. You know what Esav sounds like. You know how the Esav talks. He doesn't have the refinement of speech. He doesn't come, you know, and he's coming in, and his father says to him, so he's dressed up, yeah, dressed up all the clothes, and so his father says to him, and Yaakov says to his father, Anoichi Esav b'cherecho, I am Esav b'cheir, Osisa kasha debarato, I did everything you told me to do, Kum Noah, please, of Ochlam, it say the Benita Varachacha Nafshi that you can bless me. Please. Okay. That's not a word Esav uses often. Oh, you're very fast. Vayomer, says Yaakov, yeah, you know how I did it so fast? Ki Hikra Hashem Alekecha Lefonoi. Hashem, your God, allowed me to do this. What? This is suicide. This is a future of Klal Yisrael. You get these brachas, we can survive. If not, if you're trying to be Esav, and you're trying to feel like Esav, speak like Esav. Hikra Hashem Melikech Lefonai. Yeah, Dad, fantastic job. I was highly successful. I managed to do it for us. No, it's great to have a son who's a great hunter like me, right? But Yemi is like, whoa, this is funny. Whoa, this doesn't sound like Esav. Kshona, now come to me. I'm there, Esav. I'm like, this Esav. What's going on over here? But Yigash Yaakov Esav, and he felt him. He says, no, but still, there's a conflict. Hakol Kol Yaakov. This guy is speaking like Yaakov, Vaidaimide Esav. What are you doing? You told by your mother you've got to get the brachas. You get dressed up. Why put yourself in that jeopardy and throw the whole operation into jeopardy because you say you're speaking like being speaking like a from like you should speak. Haikra Hashem Lekech Lefonoi. Anyway, Bekitza, this is a whole, what's going on over here? Zogda Bala Musa. What is it? If you look in the Pasuk earlier on, it says pen. Wrong. So Vayomer Yaakov Rivka Imoi. Yaakov said to his mother Rivka, "Hein Esav Achi Ish Soi V'Noichi Ish Cholok." I'm smooth. Ulai Yumashena Ovi. Ulai. What's Ulai mean? Perhaps. But the difference between Ulai and Pen. Pen is negative. That hopefully it won't happen. Ulai is Elai. Like hopefully it will happen. Ulai Yumashena Abba. Maybe my father will find me out. Why are you saying Ulai? Say Pen. So what's going on over here? Zogzeh Bala Musa, and this is the Chlusha Harim says, Yaakov Avinu is willing to jeopardize the wrath of his father to find out to be a liar. He's But he has to listen to a nevuah. He has to sacrifice his ishtam. He's got to turn himself and manipulate who he is in order for the sake of the survival of Klal, that is willing to do. But for words to come out of his mouth, to say, koichi ve'oitzim yodi, that I am able to do something at Rabbeinu Shleilam, is not physically possible. To speak on Napakiris is not something he can possibly do. He can't say those words. How does it happen? It's not a plitat peh, it's not something like, he cannot possibly say, koichi ve'oitzim, I'm able to do that. He can't do it. Ah, you're putting the whole world into the survival of the whole Klal Yisrael into jeopardy. So, that is not the end to not justify the means. I, in this case, cannot say something that is inappropriate. I'm allowed to do hishtadlus, but to say that I am able to do something out of Kodesh Baruch Hu, I can't do it. It's not shaykh. And therefore, of course, one has an obligation sometimes to manipulate what is seen as your words in order to come out as an MS. But not on the cheshbon of isul, not the cheshbon of doing something wrong. That, and therefore, yes, Yaakov Roizba, what's ulay and pen? So the growth of Ulayim Pen, what's Ulayim Pen? So they explain that Ulayim, I'll just give a quick story. Which Maggid was this? Amazing story. This was the, second. There you go. There was a Maisa with the, one of the Maggidim. Not this. bear with me. The Chozer from Lublin. The Chozer of Lublin once was complaining to his Rebbe that every Shabbos, all these Hasidim come, they waste their time, they travel all so far to Lublin to see me. So the Rebbe says, You know why? Because they think you're great. Stand up in shul and say, Moirai v'Rabbeisai, you're making a mistake. I'm not so great. You think I'm a Talmud Chochem? I'm not a Talmud Chochem. You think I'm Poel Yeshuas? I'm not so great. Don't bother coming to me. So he said, what a fantastic idea. He stood up in shul and said, Rabbeisai, you don't know who I am. I'm not such a great person. The word went out that the Chozer Lublin, not only is a tremendous tzaddik, you know what an honor he is? He stood up in shul and made a declaration that he's not so great, he doesn't know Torah. The next week, people flocked in that he'd never even seen before. He comes back in the Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, it didn't work. So the Rebbe said to him, you know why? Because they think you're an honor. The next week, say, Rabbeisai, do you know who I am? Not a godl I am. Don't tell me the Chochem, they think you're Balgaiva, and that way they won't come. He says, Rebbe, I'm willing to say these things. Sheker I can't say. That's sheker I can't say. So what's Ulayim Pen? He davened. Ulayim Pen is he davened that it shouldn't work. But he has to do what he has to do. Very, very quickly. Ulayim Pen is tos. That even when a person is manipulating truth, it shouldn't become part of him. He shouldn't become a shakran. He shouldn't become somebody. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do, but that's not who you should be. Rebbein Shloilam, save me that I should remain Erlich, even when I've got to do certain things for the survival of Klal Yisrael, that is the MS. That was Yaakov. Titein MS le Yaakov, Ish Tom Yeshev Olam.